police and labour inspectors conducted joint checks on Wednesday in Luxembourg's City, Gare and Bonnevoie districts, focusing on cafes, restaurants, drug laws and immigration. Two people were arrested. A young neo-Nazi has been sentenced to 8 years in prison, six of which are suspended after his trial in July, on charges including violations of weapons laws, planning terrorist attacks and membership in a terrorist organisation. In other news, firefighters in Hong Kong have extinguished the blaze in seven high-rise buildings, but the death toll has reached 94, with nearly 280 still missing. President Trump has confirmed the death of a National Guards member shot in Washington, with a second victim still in critical condition. He's using the National Guard shooting to announce even stricter immigration measures, including suspending immigration from third world countries. Russian President Putin says he's open to peace negotiations, but remains firm that unless Ukraine cedes the territories Russia demands, the war will continue. Kyiv is rejecting those demands. And the Louvre in Paris is raising admission prices for non-Europeans to €32 after October's jewellery theft exposed security shortfalls. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. After a misty start, we'll be foggy and grey throughout the day with patches of rain. In terms of temperature, it'll be 4 to 6 degrees this morning, rising to 6 to 8 degrees in the afternoon.